I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Andy Baskin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank our studio audience.
I'm Jeff Phelps.
Can I read my resume off real quick?
No need.
50-plus years as a Browns fan.
Lifelong Browns fan.
Father worked for the Browns as a scoreboard operator on a tiny little scoreboard behind home plate that no one ever saw. Trying to think. What else? What else can I say is great? Have my dad's ticket. He actually went to the last championship game.
Orange is your
what
favorite
else?
Color?
What else?
Boink.
I have...
favorite color.
Orange is my favorite color.
Boink.
Trying to think.
That's enough.
I can't think of anything.
Twice else. So far today. I can't tell you how many times since we've been doing this since Shador got drafted. We've heard this, and we heard it twice today. This was not, has not been, is not a fair quarterback competition. And you see it from national folks as well. Okay, and that's been one of the narratives out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to yell at anybody for that. You can think what you want. What, and this is the point I wanted to make at the end of the last segment. It's this. How the hell do you know if it's been a fair quarterback competition? And I say that for this reason, Andy.
Yes.
What percentage of evaluation and thought are we seeing in preseason games?
I brought this up with Tom Withers on Friday.
Like 10%.
Can I explain to you what we've seen? Imagine having a deck of cards in front of you, Jeff, and they're all piled up in a stack.
Yeah.
And they're all equal.
There are 52 of them.
There are 52.
Now, 54 Jeff, if you didn't take out the Jokers.
That's exactly what I said, Jeff. So turn over the first card.
Help me, please.
Turn over the first card, Jeff.
Yeah.
And now put it right back. You've seen one card, and there are 51 others underneath. All you see is the one card. You don't get to see the other 51 cards. And by the way, we have reporters that aren't reporting. Nothing against them. There are things they see out there that they're not allowed to report on.
These guys compete from the minute they walk in the building. The minute they walk in the building, how do you pay? Do you pay attention in meetings? What do you do in meetings? How are you in the weight room? How are you on the practice field? How are you in film study? All of this is part of the competition, and we don't see hardly any of it.
We see one of the 52 cards. That's it.
I think you might see 10.
Really?
Might be 10. Might be,
Jeff.
Well, no, that'd be 20%.
Jeff.
5%, 10% might be what they do in the preseason games. 10%. And that's being generous.
You're saying that 10% of what they do in a preseason game makes or breaks a player from making the team?
No.
Or decides where they are in the depth chart?
Dan, I just said we see about 10%. And Andy said, 10% of what it's going to make, whether they're going to make the team?
Yeah, I said that like I should have had a cigar hanging from my mouth. Exactly right. I was on the old Sports Writers on TV show based out of Chicago.
That's what I said was we're seeing maybe 10%. Of what's going into the thought process.
We don't see
what's going on in the practice field. We don't see what the coaches are breaking down. We don't know what the coaches are asking them to do in practice. if they thought that Dylan Gabriel was performing better in all aspects of this, he'd be starting against Cincinnati over Joe Flacco. If that's what they thought, and you could make the argument Dylan's looked a lot better than Joe Flacco in the preseason because Flacco's barely played.
Well, that's fair. Okay, that's a fair assessment.
Flacco's barely played, but he's the starter. Why? Because they're seeing everything else in practice. They see him in the film room. They look at his resume. They see it. They know it. If Shadur were outperforming Dylan Gabriel in every aspect of this, he'd be number three on the depth chart right now. Jeff, and he's not.
If he was outperforming, he could be number one on the depth chart.
Absolutely.
We just don't know. All you know is what you see. And I say this constantly. Don't judge a player by the cutaway that you see for 6 seconds from TV.
Yep.
You're seeing what the producer wants you to see for 6 seconds.
That is correct. But that said, folks, just know there's a lot more that's going into the competition for all positions rather than just what we see in preseason games. And Shadur had one preseason game that was more than solid, and he had one that was more than rough, and Gabriel had one that was pretty solid except for one throw, and then one that I think was solid. And we'll see how it plays out. It's a story where the first chapter is barely being written right now. Dan Menigan, kids.
A little bit of news courtesy of Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. The NFL is still reviewing the domestic or assault cases involving Browns running back Quinshon Judkins, wide receiver Isaiah Bond, and linebacker Devin Bush. Even though there are no longer charges pending against Judkins or Bond, no update according to the spokesman Brian McCarthy telling Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer.
Okay, so stay tuned on all of that. Jim is in Concord Township. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Very well, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah, so anyways, my thoughts are, you know, if one of them comes up and does really well, I'm happy. I'm a Browns fan. I'm a Shadur guy. He was, you know, not himself the other day, various reasons, whatever it was. But
And you know what, Jim? He didn't play well. Yeah. That's okay. He's a rookie. It's okay.
Right. And then we're judging Dylan like we did DTR last year. He had a great preseason game. Everybody got excited. You can't get that excited. When teams see that small quarterback, they're going to game plan for him. And I want to see how he does when they put the picket fence up and they start batting his passes down because they got him in the pocket. Okay, so I think ceiling for Shadur is much higher, and I think his attitude and his competitiveness in the next couple of years will show. That's just my thought.
Jim, thank you. Might be right. But don't put anything past the attitude and the competitiveness of Dylan Gabriel as well. And we've not really seen Kenny Pickett. That fella seems like he's just got like a real competitive streak in him. And man, does he have a chip on his shoulder the size of Pittsburgh.
I mean, Joe Flacco has an amazing competitive attitude.
Yeah, I would think so, but Joe doesn't have that much to prove here, you know? I don't think.
Yeah, he wants to prove that anyone that can't say his name without saying 40 years old can still be competitive and lead a team to victory.
40 years
old.
That's
enough. What'd I say, 41? Oh,
I just said 40 years old just to get you going. You know, get you mad.
Jeff.
Just get to mad.
Just get us to the game. Get us to the game. Could you hit fast forward, please?
No, but I'll hit Nelson and Avon Lake.
Ah, what up, Nelson?
Guys, how are you?
Crazy.
Oh, my bad. You know, this conspiratorial theories that are being put out there are just absolutely insane. And it has been quite an interesting last few days on the X, just watching what people are posting in there and casting accusations and whatnot. And it's disappointing. And I know you have other callers, but here's what disappoints me the most. And just listening to Mike Florio, the Browns invited this to Berea, right? And once again, they put themselves in this position by valuing analytics, seemingly, right, allegedly, yep, but very evident.
Or trusting their board, right? Trusting their draft board.
That's right. Valuing analytics over human elements, again, it's just another lesson learned. You cannot underscore or underestimate the importance of building a team and the element, the human element, right? We knew, or they should have known going into this, that drafting this kid, and listen, whether you think he's a fifth round pick or should have been picked third or whatever, or number one, that's immaterial now. Reality is he was picked on the fifth round, and this is what happens, you know, as a player, that the fifth round pick who is going to have to struggle and prove that he can actually play in the league. So it's just, again, it's just disappointing. And to me, the hardest part of this is, like, this appears to have been one of Andrew Berry's best drafts in a long time. And this is sort of casting a shadow on that. And it's just disappointing. Thanks, guys.
All right, Nelson.
Thank you.
I think we should remember this, too. Though teams will always be aware of who they drafted where, and if you're a first-round pick, you're going to get a little better look, I would think. You know, just you have an investment. Same thing with the second-round pick. Take a look at what Kyle Shanahan did with San Francisco. You know, they traded up to take Trey Lance at 3 overall, I believe it was, and they traded, you know, first-round picks. And they got them on the football field, and he went to John Lynch, his general manager, and said, "Hey, that Purdy kid is better than Trey Lance. He's our quarterback."
Hmm.
And what'd they do? They moved on.
Yeah.
They went with the guy who was better. So though Shador was drafted in the fifth, if he was showing as of yet, okay? Don't bury any of these guys and don't, you know, put him on a pedestal yet.
Right.
If any of these guys was showing that he's the best guy, that's who they'd play. That's who they would play. Right?
Yep. I can't argue any of that point.
You would certainly think so. Jim is in Strongsville. James.
Hey, guys. Long-time caller. First-time listener.
Jim, thank you for listening to the show. Nice. And it's always happy to have a first-time caller on with us. Thank you.
No, it's a first-time listener.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, you actually listened to what we were saying today. Congratulations.
Guys, inside you guys, it's just in general, there's just so much energy being wasted. And really, what are two, the Browns have said, two developmental quarterbacks. Neither of these guys are ready to play an NFL game. It's not a knock on Shador, and it's not a knock on Dylan Gabriel. It's just where they are in their development right now. They're not ready.
That's okay, isn't it? That's okay.
It is fine. It's fine. I don't know why we got to argue, like, who played with who and who got opportunities. And honestly, the conspiracy theories are just ridiculous. Look, the Browns want one of these guys. They want anybody to succeed. They don't care. I'm looking at it. I'm saying, you can see the flaws in both guys' teams. You know, and everybody's like, oh, Shador played 4 years at college. Yeah, he played 2 years at Jackson State. I mean, everybody said all along, like, this is probably the first time he's been in an offense where he's had to make multiple reads. It's probably the first time he's been in an offense where they actually have a playbook. I mean, I'm not saying he can't do it. He has physical skills. He has talent. But everybody wants to just sweep under the rug the amount of learning that has to go into being an NFL quarterback.
Hey, and Jim, let me throw this one at you, too. It's the first time he's really had competition at quarterback.
Yeah.
It's the first time he isn't the starter, too.
Well, he played for his dad in high school. His dad was his offensive coordinator. He played for his dad at Jackson State, and he played for his dad at Colorado. He was the guy, and he didn't have to compete. And that might be part of this.
I just go with the eye test. And look, I'm, again, not saying this is insurmountable. I'm not saying, but when I see a guy turn back away from the defense like that, that's like, reminds me of Charlie Fry. Unless you can coach that, you got to coach that out. Like, you don't see good quarterbacks do that. They step up in the pocket. All things he can get better at, all things maybe sitting a year, going to meetings, the structure of being a pro. Maybe that's what he needs. And I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying he's not ready right now.
Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. And please be a listener. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you can listen once
in a while.
Welcome
back anytime you want.
Yep, absolutely. Tyvus Powell works with Andy on the Browns pregame show. He works with me on the Browns postgame show. And he joins us Monday on Baskin and Phelps. He'll do that in about 5 minutes coming up right here.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word.
From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. We go to the fan hotline. Gentleman who joins us on Browns programming on game days. Andy pregame, me postgame.
Yeah.
Joins us right now. He is the former Bedford Bearcat. He's the former Ohio State Buckeye.
Yes.
He's the former Niner, former Seahawk.
I can't tell you that I love listening to Titus all the time. Of course, it's Titus. And all the time because he just gives us so much news and information that is just perspective that you just don't get. And I love working with him. And he never gets
jealous. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
He never gets jealous when you say something about somebody else who might be giving you some analysis. Hi, Tyvus. Analysis.
It is Titus to y'all.
It's Titus.
What's going on, fellas? How is the media or the fans treating y'all today?
We haven't been yelled at, but we've heard non-fair quarterback competition a couple of times.
Yes.
Okay, so y'all, that means that you two haven't said anything remotely critical of Shedeur Sanders then.
It's not Shedeur Sanders. It's a thought. For me, it's critical of carrying four quarterbacks. That's all.
Okay, that's fair.
Here's what's critical about Shedeur. Hey, you're a rookie. It's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to learn.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you and I tried to paint that picture, but you know.
We did. We did, Tyvus. We didn't have a whole lot of luck.
Problem is, it was paint by numbers. And you guys were using crayons.
I think that when you look at the Browns quarterback situation, like when you talk about carrying four quarterbacks, I understand the thought process behind it. I continuously say that that Kevin Stefanski is really going to take his time with these young guys because of the DTR experience and how it went. I think he truly does feel bad about that because he threw them in the fire, and we see how ultimately it ended with DTR. So with these two younger guys, I think he vows not to make that same mistake. If these guys was first-round picks, that's different. You know,
yep.
You got to get these guys ready to go. But because you took them in the third and the fifth round, that buys you time. Now, I get as a fan base, we want to see him because obviously you want to answer the questions or if you got your franchise guy. But I think right now, that's something that you find out later in the season. I think for right the beginning of the season, they have hope of trying to win games this year. I know a lot of people look at it as this is a down year for the Browns. They're not making the playoffs, all of those things. But you can't convince those guys in the locker room or that coaching staff that they're not going to be good this year. And until they're not, they're going to try to go out there and win games. And Joe Flacco gives you the best chance to do that. And I think that that's why they're carrying Kenny Pickett, because if Joe went down, which he's 40 years old, so it's a high chance that that could possibly happen, you don't want to throw those young guys out there if they're not 100% ready to go yet. So Kenny Pickett buys you that insurance. Especially when you look at that beginning of that schedule, when you see those games that and those teams that they're playing, it would do them a disservice. They'll lose their confidence, just like DTR did. If you put them out there against, I don't know, Baltimore or the Vikings or teams like that.
Tyvus, I need to ask you a serious question. Are they debating in Columbus whether it's Eli Brickhandler or Tavens St. Clair? Is that the most popular conversation going on in Columbus right now?
No, it's once they came out and announced Julian saying, you know, that kind of put it all to bed. Everybody kind of shifted their focus to Texas.
Oh, man. So should we just shift our focus to Joe Flacco then? Wouldn't it make life a lot easier?
We should shift our focus to Cincinnati. That's what should happen. The Bill Belichick line. I'm going to Cincinnati.
Now we're all on. Does this not feel like a headache? And do you think either one of these guys could get traded? And I know we're staying with four, but do you think any one of the four guys could get traded in the next 24 hours?
No, I don't think any of them get traded. I think they do carry the four. I think they do. I think they make cuts somewhere like corner. Like, instead of keeping six corners, maybe they keep five. Because
doesn't that
they don't
drive
have
you
six.
Crazy, though? That was your career, right? Like, yeah, could you imagine being on a team and you got cut because the team wanted to keep four quarterbacks?
Yeah, that happened. That's happened to me before. That's the numbers game that you can't get. That's why when you're in the league, they say you can only control what you can control. You know, you can't control the fact that we got to keep four quarterbacks because we're not confident that the other two young guys is ready to go in case of an injury or something like that. Like, that's, you can't do that. And then when you look at this roster, you look at the corners that was playing. You can't name me six corners on this team that you feel good about going into the season with anyway. You can probably name me five. But you can't name me six, so therefore you can make the cut there. Then usually they keep five safeties. You probably keep four. So there you go. That's two spots right there.
I like the way you laid that out.
Tyvis Powell joining us. I'm looking at this whole thing, and I'm my fingers are crossed. But I keep thinking this, Tyvis. If you're sitting here with two picks next year and the likelihood of drafting a quarterback next year, I would think would be exponentially high because it could be, you know, it could be an opportunity your franchise just can't pass up depending on where you finish or what you might have available to you. Then should you keep all these guys now on this roster knowing that you're probably not going to have but maybe one of them, maybe two of them on this team next year?
So I think for the coaches, you can't look into the future. You got to focus on the now. You know, you let the front office people worry about the future, but you focus on the now. And right now, looking at these two young guys, Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, they both have showed you the good traits about them. As fans, I think we understand, like, the good things about them. Dillon Gabriel is unbelievable at processing. He gets the ball in. He gets the ball out of his hands really quick. Goes through his progressions really fast, unbelievable on third down, and can show you that he can run an NFL offense. Like, that's what you got out of Dillon Gabriel watching him this preseason. What you got out of Shedeur is this guy is a gamer. He big time. I mean, this dude threaded the needles. His two touchdowns against Carolina, he threaded the needle. The first one was through three defenders. The second one was between two defenders. So he's just unbelievable when he's on. When the game is clear, he understands exactly what's going on. He can make all the throws, and everybody loves playing with him. He just drips of confidence, and he just brings people around him, makes them feel more confident. So that's what you get when you think about Shedeur. Honestly, I'm going to look at both of them and say, I'm going to continue to work on it. Because if either one of these guys hit, then we got a guy. We got our guy. Like, we don't have to use those picks. So, like, to me, this whole season is about trying to make sure one of these guys hit. And, I mean, flipping over every stone so you know without the shadow of a doubt when you get to the 17th game whether they make the playoffs or not. Like, all right, we know we need to go get a quarterback because these guys haven't figured it out after an entire year on the roster. You know how I know that's what they do? Because that's exactly what happened to me in Seattle. They switched me from safety to corner. They gave me 16 weeks to figure out how to play corner. And I still wasn't getting it done, so they cut me for Devin Hester. That's just what it is. Like, it is what it is. And I feel like that's the same thing that can happen to these two young quarterbacks.
Can you just walk me through what players are feeling right now in this next 24 hours? Because I can't think of anybody better to ask this question to. The anxiety before the cut tomorrow at 4.
Oh, my gosh. So, this is the thing. At this point, they probably done with, all right? See, it was different for me because it was two cut-down days. You had one after the second preseason game and then the big one after the fourth one, right?
Right.
So when you get that first cut-down, like, that's the people that you're not going to see no more. They're gone. Like, yeah, so we don't really want nothing to do with them. They're out of here. These guys that they're taking their time to cut now, These are the guys that are potentially going to be coming back on practice squad if they clear waivers. And if you're a guy right now, the good news is you're probably going to have a job no matter what. Like, you probably, whether it's the 53 or practice squad, you're probably going to have a job. So that's the good news. The bad news is you start seeing other guys start getting cut. Nobody wants to get cut. You've probably never been cut your life in sports, ever. And now they're talking about potentially cutting you. It's just, it's very nerve-wracking because obviously it's the financial piece is a big part of it. I mean, you're talking, I don't know, $600,000 versus maybe $200,000 a year, like something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really going on in your head. And you're trying to just keep your mind off of it. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there and just, hey, you did the best you could. If you can look yourself in the mirror and said, I put my best foot forward, I did everything. I stayed after practice. I watched extra film. I was on time to every meeting. Like, I did everything I could. Then you can just live with the results. I mean, at the end of the day, be real. Like, some people just good enough, some people just aren't, you know, and that's just how it is. But you're just grateful for the fact that no matter what, you'll still have an opportunity to still play this game if you're still like not cut right now. That's how I feel.
Tyvus Powell joining us, Browns Radio Network, former Ohio State Buckeye, played with numerous NFL teams, and of course the Bedford Bearcat, absolute legend. So good to have you with us, buddy. Ethan Posick got hurt the other day. Knee, left the game. And I think it just kind of hammered home to me, man, things might be a little precarious on that offensive line with some of those guys who are a little older, and we've seen some injuries with them. How big of a concern is the line to you, Tyvus?
Actually, I like our offensive line. I was just talking to Joe Thomas on the Cleveland show, and he was talking about how good he felt the offensive line will be this year. So he gave me a lot of confidence. I know that Ethan is a big part of that because he's the center, he's the apex. But I like Luke Whipler. Selfishly, go Bucks. But I think he went in there and he looked really good when he was in there. If Ethan has to miss a couple of games, I think Luke is very capable enough to get it done. It's not like he hasn't played center before. Like I said, he played at Ohio State at a high level. And this was a guy that they think very highly of because he can swing out the guard, you know. So I think I think Luke Whipler will be fine if he has to go in there and be the starter. But I like our offensive line. I think that going back to Kevin Stefanski's system, that's what these guys were accustomed to. That's why they were brought here to learn. I think they'll be fine. They'll create the gaps, the running lanes that these running backs need, and they'll do a great job protecting Joe.
All right, Ty, I'm going selfish on this. I'm switching gears for a minute because I just want your perspective. Buckeyes win against Texas if blank.
I feel like if they get enough pressure on
Manning.
Well, one, they got to stop the run. Let me start right there.
Okay.
Texas run a lot of – they run the RPO game, meaning run pass option, meaning yep. – that they're going to fake the run, they're going to hand the ball off, and if the linebackers step up, they're going to pull it and throw that slant behind them. So the defensive line got to do a really good job of clogging up those inside gaps and not giving up those runs so those linebackers don't have to be so fast to fly up there for the run and protect the pass. So they got to stop the run to start the game. And secondly, if they get Arch under pressure, under duress, I mean, he threw two picks last year. The second pick he threw wasn't his fault. The first one, he tried to do too much. He was under duress, and he kind of threw it in, like, triple coverage. So they're going to have to find a way to generate pressure against him to make him make bad decisions.
So here we sit. Bring on the Bengals. Season underway very shortly. Six games out of the chute, really tough. You can even say eight games because who is it? It's Miami and New England after that, so eight games going into the bye week. It's a tough challenge. How do the Browns attack these eight games before the bye week? Because, Tyvus, we all know if they don't go well, everybody's looking ahead to 2026 very quickly.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. I think what they do is they run the ball, and, you know, they continue to do the 12 personnel thing, make some quick short passes every now and again, throw an explosive play down the field, but control the clock, control the ball. And I think this team has to be led by that defensive line. You know, Joe Thomas did a wonderful job pointing out the fact that in the joint practices with Philadelphia, our defensive line looked very dominant. Like, it was overwhelmingly dominant. So, and the Eagles have one of the best offensive lines in the league, according to some people. So if they were able to look that good against them, then they should probably look that good against a lot of offensive lines. I think if they eliminate the explosive plays in the back end, that secondary – find a way to keep the ball in front of them, You know, they could win a lot of those games. I think if they score, they got to average about 22 points a game or as far as the offense scoring. And I think that defense could do a great job of holding guys under 21.
Thanks for your time, buddy.
I appreciate y'all. Go Bucks.
Thanks,
go
man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.